This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed loans to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 street vendors from Delhi, as part of PM Swanidhi scheme. Addressing beneficiaries in Delhi, Mr. Modi said PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. The Prime Minister said today Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives. He congratulated the street vendors and roadside shopkeepers for their contributions to society. The Prime Minister criticized previous governments for not paying any heed to the needs and issues of street vendors. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of two additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These are Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block and Inderlok to Indraprasth, with a combined length of over 20 kilometers. The Prime Minister said these corridors will improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Bhutanese counterpart Dasho Chering Tobge in Delhi this evening. Mr. Tobge arrived earlier today on an official visit to India till the 18th of this month. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. Bhutan's Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment, and senior officials of Bhutan government are accompanying the visiting dignitary. He will also go to Mumbai during his visit. Retired IAS officers Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu have been appointed as election commissioners. The Ministry of Law and Justice issued a notification in this regard. The posts of the two election commissioners fell vacant after the retirement of Anup Chandra Pandey and the resignation of Arun Goyal. The Election Commission today uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from the State Bank of India. SBI had provided the data pertaining to the electoral bonds to the Election Commission on the 12th of this month in compliance with the Supreme Court's directions. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. The poll panel said in a statement that the Election Commission has consistently and categorically weighed in favour of disclosure and transparency, which is a position reflected in the Apex Court proceedings. Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has sanctioned over 1,385 crore rupees for 295 road development projects in Karnataka. He said this endeavour not only aims to upgrade infrastructure but also promises to ameliorate connectivity and will foster socio-economic development. Mr. Gadkari also sanctioned 850 crore rupees for widening and strengthening 31 state road projects encompassing a total length of over 435 kilometres in Telangana. He said this initiative will boost economic growth, spur local tourism and enhance the regional economy. Mr. Gadkari has also sanctioned 972.8 crore rupees for widening roads in Rajasthan. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a possibility of rain and hailstorm in Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan from today till Sunday due to western disturbances affecting most parts of the country. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Disaster Management Authority today issued an avalanche warning in the high reaches of 8 districts of the Union Territory during the next 24 hours. An avalanche with a medium danger level is likely to occur above 2,400 metres over the Doda, Kishtwar, Poonch and Ramban districts in Jammu Division. A similar warning has also been issued for the people living above 2,400 metres in Kupwara, Bandipora, Gandharwal and Baramula districts of Kashmir Valley. In cricket, hosts Mumbai have clinched the Ranji Trophy title, defeating Vidarbha by 169 runs in Wankhede Stadium. Mumbai have won their record 42nd Ranji Trophy title, chasing a daunting target of 538 runs. Mumbai spinners ensured Vidarpur bowled out for 368. Mushid Khan has been named as the player of the match for his brilliant 100 and in the second innings, while spinner Tanush Kotia has been named as player of the series for his all-round show. In All England Open Badminton Championships, men's singles pre-quarter-final Indian star shuttler Lakshya Sen defeated Anders Antonsen of Denmark at Birmingham 24-22, 11-21, 21-14. And with that, we end this news bulletin.